Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
When you see farrow rye rearing its ugly head over your wheat, you know your yields are in trouble. Farrow rye not only steals nutrients and moisture, it takes money right out of your wallet. That's why you need the Coaxium Wheat Production System, driven by Aggressor Herbicide. It wipes out grassy weeds. Go to Coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields, higher yields.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Strong gains quickly moving into all livestock futures today, with nearby cattle and hog futures holding triple-digit gains. Corn futures were lower today in light trade, with September corn futures down 4.5 cents. Stock markets lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones 50 points lower, NASDAQ down 11 points. In live cattle, strong triple-digit gains have quickly moved into the complex, with August and October futures trading $1.50 per hundredweight higher. Although traders have backed away from the morning highs throughout the last hour, the underlying support in the complex still developing as traders remain focused on rebuilding the oversold market structure throughout the complex. October futures continue to trade just under the $100 per hundredweight level, while cash market interest remained quiet. Bids unavailable today, with asking prices still trickling into the market at $109 live basis and $178 dressed. Active trade likely to be pushed off into the last half of the week. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were higher, up 45 cents in select and up $3.50 per hundredweight in choice, with moderate to light movement of 45 total loads. Feeder cattle futures, meanwhile, were slowly pulling away from highs today as buyer interest seemed to be stabilizing, although strong triple-digit gains continue to hold across the complex. Fundamentally, though, little has changed in the cattle complex or feeder cattle market over the last 2 days. Sharp gains in beef cutout values over the last week and lower feed costs starting to slowly work through the entire complex. This will not fully offset the pressure from last week, but as the markets build momentum, additional commercial and non-commercial interest could slowly move back into the complex. This is expected to solidify the market support over the near future. Meanwhile, grains trended lower today, with corn 4 to 5 cents lower. Soybean trade was narrowly mixed, with overnight strength fading on spillover pressure from corn and wheat action. Meal was $1 to $2 higher, and oil 20 to 30 points lower. Finally, today in wheat, trade was 1 to 8 cents lower, with selling again resuming during the day session. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.